At 7:06, it is clear this morning, 26 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 51 this afternoon, but big changes starting tonight. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A bill that would fulfill Governor Fallon's call for local control of tobacco regulations fails in a state Senate committee. Republican Senator Rob Johnson says differing regulations in different cities would hurt Oklahoma business.
I think it's unfair for us to come in and try and tell business owners, you know, that they're going to be subject to this and not know what's going on.
Oklahoma State Health Commissioner Terry Klein testified during the committee meeting in favor of the bill. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Democrats are skewering the governor over her refusal to expand Medicaid in the state. House Minority Leader Scott Inman feels the governor's priorities are wrong. He says health care is much more important than a tax cut.
Over that same eight-year period that the governor says Medicaid acceptance would cost us $680 million, her income tax plan that she's offered this year would cost the state $1.4 billion. So somehow we can't afford to take care of hospitals and our citizens to the tune of $687 million, but we can afford to give back $1.4 billion.
The Democrats are calling on the governor to accept federal expansion of Medicaid. That is something she has said she will not do. A Senate panel has passed a bill that would prohibit the Oklahoma Insurance Department's anti-fraud investigators from using police vehicles. The State General Government Committee voted unanimously for a bill by Seminole Republican Harry Coates that prohibits the department from using specialized motor vehicles. Now, several state legislators voiced concern after reports in November surfaced that the insurance department spent more than $180,000 on shotguns, bulletproof vests, and seven police package vehicles. Today, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board will consider freeing a man convicted in the Crossbow murder case. Former Tulsa police officer Jimmy Dean Stoller will ask for his freedom. He was the last of three men to stand trial in the killing of Michelle Powers with a crossbow bolt and the only one convicted. Tulsa Assistant DA James Dunn will be there to argue to keep Stoller behind bars.
You know, you can never replace a human being. What sense of justice is there if this man gets out on parole?
Stoller has claimed in the past there were at least seven people involved in the conspiracy to kill Powers. Three were charged. Another hit to your wallet this morning. Gasoline prices are up yet again in Tulsa. Now $3.59 a gallon. The increase happened overnight. Prices have shot up some 70 cents since Christmas Day. Planned renovations at the Tulsa Central Library will begin in September. Library CEO Gary Schaefer says in the meantime, Central will operate out of the old Safeway store at 11th and Denver.
We'll have computers, some limited programming area, and then a small collection. But people, of course, can always request books through our request/hold system.
He says that will include research materials. The library will reveal the design of the updates tonight at 6 at the Central Library. Our weather forecast, enjoy today while you can. Increasing cloudiness and cool. We'll have a high of 51. Then tonight, things turn south. We look for snow and sleet overnight, 28 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, there is a 90% chance of snow and sleet in the morning. It will change over to rain by lunchtime. We will have a high of 37. And then on Thursday, an 80% chance of just rain and a high of 49. National Weather Service radar is all clear now at 710, clear in 26. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.